Blogger and comedian Fadi Matti was arrested last August when he had a meeting with teenagers about a new skateboard track. He was sentenced to 25 days for organizing a sports event and now faces serious charges like insulting the president and promoting extremist activities that could keep him in prison for years.
He has 46,000 subscribers, but he's not a politician. He's a person who loves and respects the truth. He's a lawyer by education and an honest, kind person. I believe such people should be cherished. When I heard his sentence, I asked the investigator, if you're arresting these kinds of people, what kind of society are we going to live in?
A question many in Belarus are asking, as the country continues to face a wave of arrests. On Wednesday, homes of dozens of journalists and activists in at least 9 cities were raided in what seems to be the biggest one-day crackdown in months. This all in response to mass protests against election fraud last year. Lukashenko recently admitted that many who were arrested then have been tortured. For months, protesters' call for change was loud and clear here at this monument in Minsk, but have since been silenced and many have fled Belarus or are living in fear. This is a country controlled by one man, and many say, given the crackdown after the elections and the recent migrant crisis, it's clear that he'll do anything to stay in power. Someone who has not been silenced is Maria Kolesnikova. At the forefront of election protests, she has now been jailed for 11 years for aiming to overthrow the state.
That freedom is the most important thing is something my generation did not understand. Now I know what my daughters are doing, what young people are doing, is what we should have done.
From prison, his daughter communicates through postcards.
Maria knows in our family we love the Beatles. She sent me regards from Harrison, from McCartney.
Kolesnikova's high spirit, despite her prison sentence, has inspired many in Belarus. She famously ripped up her passport to avoid deportation.
I really wish that Europe and the rest of the world would give all of our political prisoners high priority. I'm sure most of the people, Maria's friends, my whole family, we are all longing for change. And it will come.
But for now, the crackdown on Belarusian society continues. Recently, this magazine for healthy living was banned, one of 270 civil organizations that have been shut down. Still, 75-year-old activist Nina Baginskaya, here during last year's demonstrations, refuses to concede the protest movement has lost.
The regime has betrayed its people 100%. I'm sad about what's happened, but I still believe at the end of the day, like all other empires, this one, supported by Moscow, will collapse as well.
For blogger Fadi Matti and hundreds of other prisoners, this moment can't come soon enough. Stepfasen, Al Jazeera in Minsk.